Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our flagship radio stations in Tampa, Florida. Also in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across the country, all across the Caribbean, too, and around the world via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online right now as well. Steve in Thailand was having a good time last hour with that music we played. He says, "Let's rock!" So there you go. And a special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us, as well as our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody helping out in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you, thank you, thank you so very, very much. And also to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks working the oil rigs across the country, around the world, too. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check us out on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you can like the page, jump in the chat room there. You can also find me now on Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R, as the Captain's America. Go over there and follow me, and I'll follow you back, and there you go. Then you know you got at least one follower, and that's how it works. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle, let's say the pledge number two, and then we're going to go to a phone caller. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And let me see here. I think I know who this is. Is this our friend, the Kentucky Colonel?
Yes.
Oh, it's okay. It's the better half. What's up?
Yes. No, I'm not the better half. I'm another one. I know who, I've heard you talk to.
Oh, okay. So you're another caller from Kentucky. Okay, go right ahead.
Yes, I am. There's two things that has really bothered me that Biden has said when he's reading the teleprompter and everything, and he can't read it. He's been doing this for a while.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering if he could be. Because A.G. Barr is, checking out all of the things from the people who were involved in all of the Comey mess and everything. I was wondering if he could be playing like he has dementia, because with dementia, he can still run.
Yeah.
As a president, but he could be playing that he has dementia because of what he said about his cognizance test.
Yeah.
That when he goes up against Trump, you'll see how alert he is.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering if he was playing along with that because he was under investigation.
Yeah. Okay, good point, and thank you for the call. Kyle, she raises a very good point up there, and that is possible, Kyle, that Biden could be smart as a fox.
That is a possibility.
But I've seen too much of the other side of it where he just absolutely loses himself in his whatever he's doing. And by the way, what's in Article 25? Remember what they tried to do with President Trump?
That's right, yeah, the 25th Amendment. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They could try that with Biden, and then whoever the vice president is becomes president.
Well, you know, Captain, there's an interesting twist to all that as well, because, you know, they may simply be trying to drag him across the finish line with their own sort of pick for vice president, and that person, if I understand the Constitution correctly, if they serve the balance of Biden's first term and they 25th amendmented him out of there, that person could run again another two times, I
think. That's correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is absolutely correct.
You could have 12 years, up almost 12 years, of whomever, you know, the vice president might be if Biden went on to win the election. But, you know, Captain, it's interesting, too, because Joe Biden, I think they're so glad to keep him in the bunker, only because, you know, before all this hit with the COVID-19, he would start getting mad at voters and start, you know, like really being nasty to them and stuff. And I think they're glad that he's off the trail to a great degree.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
He may be off the trail, but he's not forgotten.
No, well, exactly. Well, he's definitely, you know, I think he was ruffling a lot of the campaign people, mm-hmm. wondering, you know, what's he going to do next? Is he going to turn around and yell at a construction worker or something and tell them how they don't know what they're talking about or something?
Yeah, I took a sip of coffee and went down the wrong way. Here's something else that Biden said. I want you to listen to this. This is part of his little spiel.
We've made tremendous progress for the LGBTQ equality and all the people who share in that over these last several years. Those hard-fought successes belong to you, though. But the fight is far from over, and the path ahead is going to be anything but easy. These fights require leadership. Wherever injustice exists, leaders across the world must respond with action. And I assure you, America once again will be the beacon of hope for the LGBTQ people here at home and throughout the world. So thanks again for having us, and happy Pride.
Okay. That was Jill that chimed in at the end.
He sounds super excited about that, by the way.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah,
he sounds
yeah.
like as if he's, again, that sounds like a guy, and correct me if I'm wrong, that sounds like a guy on medication.
Yeah, or it sounds like a hostage tape or something.
Yeah. Doesn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't sound okay. That's the thing that people are picking up on. That it's not okay.
All right, yeah. Hold that thought, folks. Coming right back with more with Kyle Winter, Warren, a professor of politics. By the way, haven't heard a lot from AOC and her crew, right? Well, you're about to, because you are going to hear from Ayanna Pressley. Remember her? One of the little group, the AOC flock. I guess that's what we'll call them today. But listen to what she has to say here when we come back right after this break. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I will tell you that we had a very important decision yesterday in the Supreme Court. But I'll tell you that right after I mention to you that this portion of the program is being brought to you by Relief Factor, my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that operate that. And if you're struggling with any kind of pain, I am a sincere and loyal user of Relief Factor. I've been taking it for 4 years now, and it works for me. That's all I can tell you. I've got arthritis. I have a lot of different discomfort that I have with that, and Relief Factor is the only thing I've found short of narcotic medicine that will work for me, and I don't want to take that other stuff. So I'm taking a natural product that works, and that's all I can say. So if you want to find out what I know, and you want to try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start that costs $19.95 to get started and see what it'll do for you, you will know. You will know whether or not it works for you within that 3-week period. That's the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. And you can get it by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And when you go over there, you will see the little 2.5-minute tutorial, a little video that's there. Take a look at it, and Pete and Seth tell you all about what's in it, how it works. It's all natural. And then you go from there. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
A big story yesterday from the Supreme Court, debate about religious funds and whether or not it can go towards religious schools and the money, that is, education money, and they said absolutely positively.
Yeah, this is a big win for the school choice idea. And, of course, it's going to be met with all kinds of resistance and consternation from the left. But it's a Supreme Court decision, so here we go.
Yeah, and by the way, I want to say hello to some of our trucker friends that are out there chiming in tonight. We've got trucker Eric, trucker Tommy. He's on his way to Ocala. We've got trucker Mark. Trucker Ed out there delivering the groceries so people can eat, and Catwoman and Road Dog, and there you go, and say howdy, howdy to all those guys. They've all checked in tonight, and we thank them very much, and you guys have a safe run. Make sure that you get her done. All right, now let's go back to something that's a little weird here. You know, Mitt Romney just can't seem to stay out of trouble, can he?
No.
So he stepped right into it again, along with Senator Gene Shaheen from New Hampshire. Now, there's a connection there from years gone by, because at one time Romney was the governor of Massachusetts, but he had a home in New Hampshire. Remember that?
Right, yeah.
And he and Shaheen were, she was something to do with the state of New Hampshire at the time before she became a senator, and they knew each other in that way. So the two of them now have teamed together to stop the president's troop withdrawal out of Germany.
Yeah, well, isn't that interesting? You know, there's a lot going on in terms of trying to call into question the president's foreign policy decisions, the things that he wants to do, and unfortunately, I think it plays right into the hands sometimes, obviously, of the president's, you know, most ardent foes, as it were. But again, you know, and I've noticed, Captain, that the president will use things sometimes as a negotiating tactic, or in order to be able to try to get something else done ultimately, and it never fails.
Yeah.
People all random stuff.
All right, well, let's jump over to the phone call, phone again, and is this Bagamon Bob?
Yes, sir. Captain, how's it going?
Not bad. What's up?
Anyway, just want to speak about Biden for a second. It seems like to me Biden is really just speaking to the left, and he'll say anything to go along with them, and who knows what his policies will be, and will he be run by his handlers?
Of course.
Yeah. And the other thing I just want to say, a little saying I heard that I thought I might leave you with is it's on the Internet. One of my guys on the YouTube, it says, they always say at the end of it, they say, be strong, be of good courage, God bless America, along with the Republic.
Okay, that's not bad.
Okay. Right,
thank you. But Biden, believe it or not, folks, is not his own person. He's going to be run by whoever it is that's handling him. And I'll tell you who it is, in my opinion. It's not only the George Soros money and the Hollywood elitist and that bunch, but it's the Obamas.
Well, sure. Yeah. Yeah. We've often talked about, Captain, how, you know, Biden is essentially a representative of a machine. And that's the machine that would be elected if people vote for Joe Biden in November. President Trump, on the other hand, for all of his the tweets and all these kinds of things, President Trump actually is the decision maker. He's the person who takes this very seriously and will make the decision. And this is what's ruffling Washington so badly. Even certain Republicans you were just talking about, I mean, they start trying to get involved in all these things because they can't take Trump. They just can't do it.
Well, he's not your average teddy bear, so to speak, and he's not a rollover type of guy. He's been a street fighter from years gone by in New York City. Everybody knew that, and if you haven't known it, then too bad for you. You weren't paying attention. You know, the riots and anti-police fervor now has hastened to blue state exodus. Most of those people are moving right now, and guess where they're going, Kyle?
Well, where's that?
South.
South, I can think, maybe Florida, places like that.
Tennessee, Florida, Texas, because there's no state income tax in those states.
And, you know, Captain, that's getting really, really important to people. I mean, it's an important draw. And it's not, it's that, and also, Captain, I think people are, throughout this whole COVID-19 shutdown thing, they reevaluated what's really important to them, and they may want to build a life in a different place, under some different circumstances, and to be happy. I think that's what people are looking for.
Now, there's another reason, because as money gets shifted around and the blue states are having a big problem right now, they're having to beg, borrow, and cut to close huge budget gaps that are right there. Some of what they're not telling you, New York State lost $2 or $3 billion worth of revenue. So cutting $1 billion from the New York City Police Department, some of which this money came from the state of New York, is actually them trying to save on their end.
they're trying to save on their end, but it's going to get a lot worse, a lot more, because how can business stick around, Captain, if they feel that, you know, as people go to work in the city, they're there to live their lives, and there's no real police force, there's no real security. Look at what happened in Minneapolis. Yeah. I can't imagine businesses stay there.
Now, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin yesterday said that the hardest hit businesses should be the next aid focus for Congress, as they're going to take up another stimulus bill after the 4th of July recess, and that would include another series of checks going to the folks.
Well, that's right. You know, unfortunately, we have been reopening, and it's been slow going, but now we may see some other shutdowns in different parts of the country. But a lot of people aren't back to work. A lot of people are still hurting very badly on paying their mortgages, paying their rent, making their payroll, all these kinds of things. And so I think we're going to see, yes, another round because people are truly going to need it.
Well, some states have extended their coronavirus state of emergency from May 1st. It was done till July. Now it's up till August. And some other ones have extended it till the end of the year. So that's where we're at with all that stuff. Now, something else that happened yesterday, the ex-Atlanta police officer who killed Rayshard Brooks was granted bond. And I believe he'll be bonding out and be out on the street here shortly. That could create a problem.
Well, yes, and certainly wherever that ex-officer goes, it's going to be a lightning rod.
Well, he won't be going home, per se. He'll be going somewhere different to hunker down, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, one would think, but also, though, just the thought of it is going to be a flashpoint, I fear.
Now, do you have a Huawei or a ZTE device, like a telephone?
I do not.
For all the people that are out there that are walking around with a ZTE Android phone, listen up. The FCC officially declared ZTE products, Huawei products, as national security threats because they spy on you, whether you know it or not.
Yeah, that's the language that they are using, Captain. I mean, that's just about as bad as it can possibly get for any kind of consumer product that you would get, and to say it's a national security threat, that is huge, and people should be heeding that warning.
Exactly. So remember that, and that's important stuff for you to remember. Now, red state legislators, the legislators in states that are run by Republicans, are starting to push back now on the mail-in ballot moves as Democrats everywhere are trying to get this to be, well, we had the pandemic, so we're going to have to do a mail-in ballot because we can't possibly do it any other way because people will run the risk of being sick, and we can't have that. Here we go.
Well, right. And again, they're doing it only because they feel that they will have some kind of advantage. But yet, Captain, just with the stimulus check.
Did you know they have a ballot takers or ballot deliverers union? Did you know they got a union?
I did not know that.
Yeah, and those guys are threatening to go on strike if they don't get certain things done. Well, you know, give it to an Uber driver. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with you, but tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, coming back with our first military and veterans news segment right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House is blaming what it calls rogue intelligence officers for leaking information alleging the Russian government paid bounties to Afghan militants for killing United States soldiers. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
These are rogue intelligence officers who are imperiling our troops' lives. We will not be able to get, very likely not be able to get a consensus on this intelligence because of what was leaked to the New York Times.
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden was asked about it at a press conference.
If these allegations are true and he did nothing about any of this, then in fact I think the public should, unrelated to my running, conclude that this man isn't fit to be president of the United States of America.
Biden said at a minimum, President Trump should have called up Russian President Vladimir Putin and confronted him. This is USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first edition of the military and veterans news that we have twice a night here on the program, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. And if you want the lifetime opportunity to have a job as an aviation maintenance tech, well, let me tell you something. Listen up, because they're going to tell you all about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I've been talking about the National Aviation Academy for the past 3 years, and for the past 3 years, I've watched them expand their campus here in the Tampa Bay area in Clearwater. I've also seen, but haven't seen it personally, just seen it by the pictures and whatnot, their campus expand up in Concord, Mass., which is just outside Boston. Now, the reason for that is because there is an extremely high demand for aviation maintenance techs. Now, this is because of the aircraft that we have out there, private and commercial and military. Because military contractors in some areas of the world work on aircraft, not the military forces that we have, because, believe it or not, there's not enough aviation mechanics, aviation maintenance techs to go around in the military to take care of some of the airplanes that they have. So they have to hire outside interests. Now, this is where becoming an aviation maintenance tech can mean a lot to you, because not only is it a very high-paying job, but it also gives you all kinds of benefits that you're not going to get anywhere else. Or if you're going to get them, it's going to take you years to get there. You'll get them right off the bat with most of these companies, who, by the way, when you get that degree, that certification from the FAA, and that degree is an aviation maintenance tech, you've probably already got a job, because over 90% of the people that graduate from the National Aviation Academy already have a job in their hand. That's how good National Aviation Academy is. So I want you to check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. There you go. Now, top officials in the White House were aware as early as 2019 of intelligence gathering information that Russia may or may not have been secretly offering bounties to the Taliban. This is a story from the Associated Press, but it's being repeated and reprinted from the New York Times. Again, be very careful, because the DOD has already come out and debunked this statement. Again, the way the story was written, the facts that they supposedly put up there do not jibe with what else is going on there. So just think about that. Think about that. And the other thing is, the black service members in the military now have faced some obstacles in trying to reach the top. And even when they get there, they face some more. Now, we've got General Brown, who's taking over as the Chief of Staff for the United States Air Force. I had the opportunity to meet him when he was a brigadier, and he came through MacDill over here. A sharp individual. Sharp individual. And again, I'm going to say this again for the benefit of those out there that seem to want to say something different. When I was in the military, and anybody else will tell you just about the same thing, I could have cared less what your skin color was. As long as we all went out and did what we had to do and we all came back, that was fine with me. And I didn't care if you were black, green, red, purple, yellow, and everybody that I knew felt the same way. You don't go out and put your life on the line to worry about the color of somebody's skin. So this crap that's out there from these fools that don't even know what they're talking about has got to stop. It's got to stop. Now, the other thing is, a bipartisan group of senators is trying to place limits on President Trump's ability to not only remove troops from Germany, but also that War Powers Act thing that they put together. They were trying to change it around. Obviously, it didn't happen. And the U.S. would be able to buy Turkey's Russian-made S-400 air defense system under legislation now proposed in the U.S. Senate last week. That could get interesting. The proposal is one that powerful lawmakers attempted to alleviate the impasse between Washington and Ankara over the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter by buying the Russian-made S-400 air defense system that Turkey currently has. Now, that may or may not go somewhere. We'll see, because we would actually be buying something that the Russians had given to Turkey. And the Russians now, the Russian Defense Ministry, has released video footage of what it says was an interception over neutral waters of three U.S. airplanes that were flying towards its border over the Black Sea. Well, actually, they were on patrol. They weren't flying towards the border. They were flying parallel with the border in international water. By the way, American officials have provided a written briefing to the president about the possible changes to the military budget that they want to put through. We'll see how that works. Also, the U.S. and five other NATO allies have kicked off Exercise Dynamic Mongoose off the coast of Iceland. They did that on Monday to enhance their anti-submarine and anti-surface warfare skills. We do have a warship there participating in that, and more than likely, there's probably a submarine over there. By the way, China has threatened our three American carrier strike groups that are moving in the Philippine Sea while China is shutting down sea traffic in the South China Sea, according to them. They're not going to let any foreign countries with their ships come into the South China Sea, especially warships. We'll see how that works out. I don't think they can do that in international waters, but then again, that's just me. And we'll have to sit back and see where this goes, if it goes anywhere. Because the Iranians issued an arrest warrant and sent it to Interpol for the President of the United States, Donald Trump, for killing Soleimani, General Soleimani, with the drone strike last year. And that guy was one of the worst of the worst. And we'd known that for years with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. He was responsible for beheading over 200 people just for the hell of it. Just for the hell of it. And literally killing thousands of people along the way, including many of his own that didn't agree with Tehran. Because that's what they did. By the way, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, was called and spoken with the Taliban's chief negotiator. There's a raging controversy going on in Washington over whether or not we're going to be able to stay the course in Afghanistan because the fact the Taliban, who, by the way, really, in my opinion, had no intention at all ever of following through with their end of the bargain for us to pull our troops back out of Afghanistan. It's just me. But then what do I know? I guess I know that they can say anything they want and do anything they want, and we get what we got. And good morning to Jeff. Let's see, where's Jeff? Good morning to Jeff in L.A. Or lived in L.A. Okay, well, Jeff is now in Florida. He's talking about something. We were talking about the guns there. And good morning to Barbara. And Barbara just sent us something. She's here in Tampa. I'll take a look at that during the break, Barbara. I have no idea what that is that you sent me, but I'll take a look. It looks like it's a recipe or something, but who knows. And Tom Del Baccaro out there in California, he says, across the county and across the city of California, restaurants had planned for a July 1st opening. They spent dollars ordering extra food. Now they've lost that, too, unless they give it away to charity. Way to go. Way to go, California. Hey, Tom, when are you going to move to America? I'll be right back with a Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants, designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And they listen to us on AM 1330 WLBB, our affiliate there. A big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia, just down the road a tad bit. By the way, this portion of the program, my Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. America's largest truck stop chain right now. Stop by, tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and the captain told you to come on in there and get a free cup of coffee, and that's exactly what you're going to get, a free hot cup of coffee at your Pilot or Flying J. Alrighty, here we go.
Thank you.
so many of the cruisers running through the fire, and that was a movie back in the olden days. And I'll tell you what, it was a pretty doggone good movie about a musical group out there that was doing their thing until a little bad luck settled down on them. But anyway, this broadcast this time around, again, the pilot and Flying J nearest you, check them out. Now, flooding is going to continue in the central U.S. with a critical fire weather threat out in the Great Basin. Right now, we've got extremely high heat warnings for most of Texas, I-20 north up to Oklahoma and over into Louisiana, halfway across the state at least, and through most of Arkansas and about half of Oklahoma, the southeastern part of Kansas and the southwestern part of Missouri tonight, we're going to have some really high heat temperatures during the course of the day, down in New Orleans as well. Now, also in the mix of all of this is some severe weather, which is kicking around right now up in the southeastern corner of Nebraska and the northwestern corner of Missouri and the southwestern part of Iowa right now, where we've got some severe thunderstorms that are moving across and some flooding. Now, we do have some rain out in front of it with some flash flood watches and warnings, which include the northeastern part of Missouri and right down along through the central part of Illinois, down into the southwestern corner of Indiana, and then across the western third of Kentucky tonight. So if you're on I-20, if you're on I-40, if you're on I-44, if you're going up I-55, 57, or 59, you're going to have some weather to contend with, whichever direction you're going, whether it's in Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, or Iowa. Now, going out west, the fire threat advisory tonight is for the eastern third, including all of Las Vegas and Nevada. The western third of Utah under a fire threat advisory tonight. The northwestern part of Colorado, very dry conditions. Northwestern part of North New Mexico, down there in the Gallup area, you've still got some very poor air quality down there. Smoke coming from the fires over there in Utah. The smoke just seems to have drop down in that area. You've also got some poor air quality coming out of Colorado, in the northeastern part of Colorado, going up towards Nebraska on I-76 and coming out of Denver on I-70 in Colorado. And that weather is going to stick with us for a day or two yet. And we run the risk over with this system that seems to be moving across the middle part of the United States, I-40, I-70, in between those areas, I-40 and I-70, we run the risk of having some severe thunderstorms and quite a bit of rain out there for the next day or so. So keep that in mind. Now, let's take a look, a real quick look here again at the pilots and Flying J's nearest you. You want to make sure if you're out on the highways, this is your friend. This is where you go now, because not only do you get the opportunity to be able to get some great fuel prices, and if you're not a member of their fuel club, join it, Pilot and Flying J. It helps you. The more you buy, the less it costs. That's the way that works when it comes to diesel. And then also, they've got some great food there. Now, the pilots, you're liable to find a McDonald's. You could find an Arby's in it. You could find a full-service Dairy Queen with their complete menu, as well as a Wendy's, or might find a Pizza Hut, a Subway, or Taco Bell there to boot. Maybe even a Kentucky Fried Chicken or a Chester's Chicken in some of them. Now, in the Flying J's, you're always going to have the opportunity of having a nice sit-down restaurant. Most of the time, it's going to be a Denny's, or it's going to be a Huddle House, depending on the part of the country that you're in, or it's going to be a Moe's Southwest Grill. And those are all some pretty good places, offer some pretty good food, too. And again, tell them the captain sent you if you're on the third watch and you're out there driving around, because guess what? That's going to get you a nice free hot cup of coffee. And, of course, at this time of the night on the third watch, you might just want to have that cup of coffee to wake you up a little bit. And you need a shower, they got showers. You need parking, they got parking. So keep all that in mind. Plus, they've also got computers and the stations and all that stuff for you to be able to use them there as well. So it's all good. It's all good. And
I know years gone by, I can remember the old pilots, and a lot of you that are there, the older drivers, you remember, you're going, what do you mean a McDonald's and a pilot? Are you kidding me? Nope, I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. Take a drive. By the way, I know where there's a Wendy's at the pilot down there in Punta Gorda, because I'll be going down to Port Charlotte, and guess what? I'll be getting off at that exit, and I will stop at that Wendy's. I will stop at that Wendy's. So there you go, on my way to the fair for the gun show coming up on July 11th and July 12th. All right, well, let's drift on over to the telephone line, and we got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on that there phone line. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Supreme Court, big decision yesterday when it came to funding and allowing funding, and there was a challenge as to, well, you can't give money to religious schools. Really?
It's school choice.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that was the bigger part of the decision, which was an excellent decision. So it ought to be a shot across the bow now to the public school systems, too, you know, because so many of them are failing schools. So it is a very good decision.
Well, there were some people, and I had to laugh at this because the other day, Chief Justice Roberts was a deciding factor in the abortion case, and we had him last night again being the deciding factor in this case, school choice.
Yeah, I did. I had a long interview yesterday with somebody about the Supreme Court who was argued before the Supreme Court. And his take on Justice Roberts, because this particular law firm, Pacific Legal, you know, they read, almost like any other law firm, they read these decisions. And his take is that Justice Roberts is more concerned about the institution of the Supreme Court than about the Constitution. So, you know, there's times that Roberts gets things right, and other times, you know, he's really protecting the reputation of the institution rather than the Constitution.
Yeah, I hear you, and I don't think most people understand that because all they do is find fault with what's going on. But I get that, too, that if you don't understand the animal, you don't know what it is you're supposed to be understanding now, do you?
Well, yeah, I think the record probably shows that Justice Thomas and Justice Alito so far, given the decisions over the years, they're more loyal, have more fealty to the Constitution.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.